My name is John Erling. Today's date is April 7th, 2010.
My name is Paul Andert, A-N-D-E-R-T. Date of birth is January the 2nd, 1923. My age now is 87.
Where were you born?
St. Louis, Missouri.
Your mother's maiden name, and where she
Her
grew
maiden
up.
Name was Marie Gergaud, and she was born in France, and she was a French war bride from World War I.
So she grew up in...
In France till she was 16, and then she married early. My dad went back and got her after World War I and brought her to the United States.
Your father's name?
Charles Andert.
He grew up in...
St. Louis, Missouri.
So your mother came here at the age of...
She was only about 17 when they got married.
Your father had met her in France?
He met her in France during the war. He was over there in World War I. Yep.
And what did he do in the war?
Well, he was in an engineering outfit. He wasn't wounded, but he was affected in some way because he spent a long time in a veterans hospital later.
Did you learn French because you had a French-speaking mother?
No, we were so little. Well, we got put in an orphan home, two of us. That's another story. She was left with four boys, and my dad went to the veterans hospital, and he died in the veterans hospital. She couldn't handle four boys by herself and not being able to hardly speak English. So the Catholic Church and the French mothers in St. Louis took over, and the two oldest boys, myself and my older brother, went to St. Joseph's Orphan Home in St. Louis and spent our 8 years there in grade school at the St. Joseph's Orphan Home.
Were you in touch with your mother then during that period of time?
Oh, yes. She was allowed to come visit us once every 2 weeks. My grandfather usually brought her and helped out as much as he could.
Did she visit with you regularly over that 8 year period?
Yeah, over that 8 year period, she came on the visiting days that she could come.
Could you go home and stay for holidays?
Well, as we got a little older in later grades, we were able to come home for the vacation if somebody could take care of us. And we used to go out to some friends in the country and stay out there with them with their animals and the cows and all that.
So after your 8 years there in the orphanage, were you able to then reconnect with your mother? Did you have a relationship?
Yes. My older brother left the orphan home a year before I did, and he went home and he found a job on a dairy and was working. And then I got out of the home and I came home for a while and went to a vocational school, Hadley Vocational School.
You had brothers?
I had three brothers. My older brother served in the Navy during World War II. The other two were too young to serve.
How old were you when you left the orphanage?
About 13, I believe it was. Then I went to the vocational school. It was called Hadley, and I took up the printing trade. After being there for almost a full term, I was expelled one day because I was supposed to have made a face at some teacher on another floor, which I never knew her even. But they had me turn in my books and everything and go to the principal and have all the teachers write up how I was. And I had a good recommendation because I'd been under nuns so long that I knew how to behave. So he decided that since the teacher wouldn't apologize, he said she would never apologize to me. He says, well, I'm going to reinstate you anyway. And I said, like hell you will, I quit. So I went home and told my mom I'm out of the high school and I'm going in the Army.
That happened when you were 16, 17 years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
So this printing school, you'd been there for three, 4 years.
Yeah, 3 years. Uh-huh. It was just a little bit short of graduating, but I just was pretty mad after what that gal did.
Well, then you enlisted in the Army.
Right.
In 1940.
40, that's correct.
And you were how old?
17. And they did not want to take me because they said, you're too young. And I said, no, I'm 18. And they gave me some papers to take home to my mother to swear to it that I was 18 and I was born in 22 instead of 23, which she did. She signed because there was four boys at home then and we fought all the time and she had a hell of a time trying to keep us quiet. And I figured that she would do that and I'd get out of there. So they took me.
Then you went to basic training.
There was no basic training in 1940. You went to the unit that you was assigned to, and you trained in that unit. And it was at Jefferson Barracks in the 6th Infantry. Some corporal would be marching you up and down every day and kicking you in the butt when you got out of step. And it was a lot different than it turned out later. The training camps came later.
So Jefferson Barracks, that was just outside St. Louis?
That's correct.
And then you were attached to 6th Infantry?
6th Infantry, uh-huh.
And Company F?
Company F, that's correct.
A little bit about that early training in a 17-year-old, very young. How did that go?
Well, because I was so little, this corporal picked on me all the time. We called him Hog Jaw. Every time I get out of step in a formation, he kicked me. And he put me on cleaning spittoons in the barracks. I mean, in those days they had spittoons, and that was the dirtiest thing ever. He says he was going to make me want to get out, because that was a volunteer at that time, and I told him that nobody would make me get out. They even got to the point where they put me in a trash can one time and tied the lid down and rolled me down the street. There was cobblestone streets, and I was screaming in this barrel, and finally hit a tree, and the barrel busted open, and I come flying out. These guys come up there, and they were all laughing. So I jumped on all of them, and I start scratching them, kicking them, and doing everything I could to them. And they finally realized they could have killed me. And I realized they could have, too. And I said, I'd better grow up fast, because I was too little to be around that bunch. That was tough days in a way, but for me, for some reason, it was a lot of fun, because we had so much discipline and knocked around in the orphan home that I guess I was tough, and I wanted to make it, and I was going to make it.